This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Seven Eleven on the evening edition with Hezril Ashraf and Kam Raslan. We're moving on now to political tensions brewing in UMNO. Former Supreme Council member Dato' Adam Lokman has given party president Dato' Sri Zahid Hamidi an ultimatum. If he doesn't pull UMNO out from Periakatan National, a move will be made to replace him as president.
This was a response to what happened after the Sabah state election, specifically Sabah UMNO's decision to concede the chief minister post to State Bersatu Chief Datuk Sri Hajiji Noor.
Right, and previously Sabah UMNO Chief Datuk Sri Bung Mokhtar was also considered as a candidate. He and other UMNO leaders had fought for the position since they won the most number of seats in the GRS coalition with 14, while Bersatu won 11. So it looks like the drama continues to unfold, Cam. I think clearly this there's been a lot of things coming from different UMNO leaders over the past week, and I'm surprised actually that snap polls haven't been called yet at the rate that they're going at.
What happens inside UMNO has always been a mystery to me. I think it might even be a mystery to people who are inside UMNO. But I always relish the opportunity to find out some insight into the inner thoughts of UMNO. So be good to know.
Yeah, and to get those insights, we're going to be speaking after this with Professor Dr. Shamsul Amri Baharuddin, the director of the Institute of Ethnic Studies, or KITA, at UKM. So do stay tuned for that here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Break from mediocrity, BFM 89.9.
7:16 on the Evening Edition with Hezril and Cam, and we're delving into tensions brewing in UMNO. This comes as several UMNO leaders have basically pressured party president Dato' Sri Zahid Hamidi to pull out of the Periakatan National Government or risk being replaced as party president. And to get some insights into this and delve even further, we're headed to the lines with Professor Dr. Shamsul Amri Baharuddin, Director of the Institute of Ethnic Studies, or KITA, at UKM. Prof. Shamsul, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for the invitation.
So what do you make of all this, specifically the ultimatum? Let's start with the ultimatum from several UMNO leaders for party president Dato' Sri Zahid Hamidi to withdraw from Periakatan National. What's the likelihood of this happening?
Well, I think you have to go back to December 2018 when UMNO was divided into five factions at that time, before they joined the Sheraton move, you know. So one was a group of people who maintained the status quo, UMNO within what it was to be, and then joined forces with Pakatan Harapan, especially Bersatu. The third is UMNO and PAS together in Muafakat. And fourth, a new group who felt that they should just create a grand coalition, which we are seeing now under the PN. Yeah. So these are the four groups that have already existed before even the PH government fell. And then subsequently, this group became a group led by three UMNO leaders. So it's not really UMNO as such. I wouldn't want to say UMNO is split into three. I'm just saying leaders who are the greedy ones who like to have, you know, to regain power. These are the people we are looking at now. We are not looking at the grassroots, because the grassroots has a different viewpoint altogether from my own research in the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Yeah. So it's just interesting for me whether they pull out Periakatan National or not. It's not really the big issue. The big issue is if they have GE 14 or 15 tomorrow, will Bersatu people have grassroots to support them? Or Periakatan Nasional have support at the grassroots? Because UMNO is the strongest at the grassroots. So there are two narratives in UMNO. The elite narrative, which is about me, who, you know, who should be the leader. But the grassroots is the one who's going to vote and who's going to do all the, what I call foot soldiers of whatever happens in the next 6 months. Yeah. So it is too easy to look at the elites only, but it is a bit difficult to understand the grassroots because they have different patterns in different states. So I'm looking at I'm not looking at a big national issue. If they want to have an election, if Pakatan Nasional Perikatan Nasional want to have election tomorrow, they have to make sure, because Perikatan Nasional is led by Bersatu, they have to make sure they have seats and they have people who will support them. Because half of them are people who left UMNO. And local UMNO don't want these people back into that particular seats or whatever. So it's a bit complicated at the ground, in many ways. So before they can resolve this, then only they can talk about election.
It's very complicated on the ground. And it's a very fractured landscape compared to just 5 years ago. But if we stay with the elite level just for a moment, do you think, are there members within the party that have the support to replace Datuk Seri Zahid if he refuses to pull out?
Well, the election for UMNO political leaders will be in November, probably in October next year, not this year. So unless our friend Zahid wants to resign or pull out, or he is sent, after his cases, and he lost his cases, so he has to go. So, but at the moment, I don't think this idea of Zahid resigning or moving away is actually, I don't think he's accepting that possibility.
And so let's go, play along with, this scenario of snap elections. If UMNO withdraw support for Perikatan Nasional, how would this impact Bersatu on the, at least on the, elite level, on the leadership level?
It won't do very much, because in the end, election and snap election is decided on the ground. So they can have a shape of three faction, four faction, different formation. They can keep changing, but I don't think that is the issue when you talk about election. You have to talk about whether they can actually go back to their seats and contest, which is originally an UMNO seat, now to become a Bersatu seat. So that is the biggest issue now. When you want to call a snap election, Bersatu has to make sure they get the seats that they want, like the way they do it in Sabah. Can they do it in Semenanjung? I think that is the struggle that we see now.
Well, let's focus on the grassroots now. And the grassroots of UMNO, how have the grassroots members been viewing the concessions that UMNO leaders have been making toward Bersatu?
Very simple. First, whoever won on UMNO ticket cannot return to the same seat. It has to be an UMNO candidate, not a candidate that has left UMNO. So they are very clear in their position regarding those who jump and join Bersatu and now back in Perikatan Nasional. There is a second group of Bersatu, like Tan Sri Mahyudin Yassin. He has a parliamentary seat and state seat. He may have to give away his state seat to UMNO if he wants to win the federal seat. And mind you, we haven't had a sitting prime minister losing his seat. So it's another scenario at that level, because they are very powerful in deciding, because they are the one that are foot soldiers going all the campaigning house to house, which I don't think Bersatu has, which I don't think PAS has, and DAP cannot enter. So PKR also, they are all urban, with a lot of urban grassroots support. So it's very interesting for me to see this configuration in the rural area between UMNO and Bersatu.
Now, you've just mentioned that UMNO's election for the leadership is next year, so it's quite a time away. But just looking at Zahid Hamidi's position as UMNO president, separate from the elections, how could these concessions that UMNO has been making to Bersatu affect his standing? And this includes, giving the chief minister post to Bersatu in Sabah, in Perak, and so on.
Well, if you consider at present, there are three current factions, active factions in UMNO, one led by Zahid, the other one by Tok Mat, the deputy UMNO president, Muhammad Hassan, and the third one is Hishamuddin. These are the names that have been mentioned as the leaders of three factions. I think the argument and the contestation is at that level now between the three factions. So Tok Mat, who has just made a statement today that, you know, giving away all those seats to Bersatu, actually you are indirectly saying you are giving way to an enemy, you know, inside within your you are sleeping with an enemy and now you are giving way to the enemy. In briefly what he says, you know. And Zahid, of course, he has said, oh, whoever wants to join, you are free to join Anwar or leave UMNO or leave Perikatan Nasional. So that is the other faction. And of course, Hishamuddin is the quiet faction. Perhaps because his foreign minister is too far away from the country. Yeah? So he has no access to say anything. Because in Johor, there are, as you know very well, Johor has about 15 cabinet ministers in the last three governments. So it's quite a different scene. I don't think his faction is actually from Johor. His faction is probably former UMNO youth from all over the country. So it's quite interesting for me to see how UMNO going to deal with this so-called concession they have given to Bersatu.
My head's kind of trying to calculate the many different factions that have been mentioned here. And then can we put another layer on again, which is there's been speculation or stories, I don't know if it's a fiction or if it's truth, that several UMNO MPs do indeed support Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim in his effort to form a new government. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think, obviously, there are many UMNO MPs who are not happy over, you know, the advantages the Barisan, the Bersatu has given to, or given less to UMNO. I mean, look, Tok Mat is the deputy UMNO president. He doesn't even have ministerial post. And an unknown can be made a senator and today's minister. I mean, it's an insult to him, as far as I can see, and he doesn't take it lightly. So there are these things that are not very smart on the part of Bersatu because some sense of greediness of taking over and wanting to do things the way they wanted, knowing very well they are just like daffodils in the lake, you know, just like lotus on the lake. They are floating, but they have no roots. Huh? So I think this is the interesting part of Bersatu, which I think I like to watch until the end what happens to Bersatu and how they have to deal with this grassrootless existence.
We've got just about a minute left, Prof, and I think one name you haven't floated actually is former youth chief. I'm no former youth chief, Khairi Jamaluddin. He's been silent, and his name hasn't popped up in the names of leaders that you've brought up. And again, we just have under a minute. What's going on that front?
Well, Khairi has got his own group of supporters within UMNO Youth, but he's also friendly with Pakatan Harapan people. He's friendly with Warisan. So this is not the kind of relationship Malaysian politicians should have with the opposition. So I think they are quiet on him because they're not quite sure how to figure out where he is, you know, in a way. He may be very vocal, very good in his public speaking, but I think that's not good enough. So he has to show his mettle, you know. What has he got for UMNO? He hasn't answered that question like what you said.
Prof. Shamsul, thanks so much for weighing in this evening.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
That was Professor Dr. Shamsul Amri Bahruddin, Director of the Institute of Ethnic Studies, or KITA, at UKM, here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.